I want to touch on the first reading a little bit, and then maybe move on to a reading from a saint for today. But the first reading today and tomorrow, it's the first chance the church had to come together when Jesus was no longer with them. Jesus had ascended into heaven. He was guiding them through the Spirit that they couldn't easily touch and didn't always hear directly. And so they have these issues pop up. And what are they supposed to do when one group of the church says one thing and one group of the church says another thing and there's division in the church? Y'all know what the division was for the early church? It was the question of the Gentiles. Can the non-Jews be saved? If you've been watching The Chosen, there's that tension of Jesus dealing with Gentiles. It's there, but obviously you could tell even after he ascended into heaven, there was still an uncertainty over whether or not salvation could be given to the Gentiles, whether or not Jews, Christians, could relate with Gentiles or not. So what do? Well, they throw out their hands and they give up, and just each one does his own thing. No, that's not what they did. That's not what the church did. The church addressed the questions, they prayerfully discerned the questions, the issues, the factors, they watched what the Holy Spirit was doing, they read the signs of the times, and in a council of the bishops, at the time there weren't too many of them, they made the decision. And tomorrow we'll read how they send out their apostolic letter to the entire church, which still was kind of small, telling the entire church, this is how you are to live. Again, you have the gospel, like, what am I to do? Keep my commandments, Jesus says, which ones, right? The rich young man, which ones? Jesus didn't leave it up to our whims. He gave us a church to teach us, to guide us, to answer our questions. And the Holy Spirit speaks to us through the decisions of the church. There's lots of different commentary about the councils of the church, and it seems like the teachings of the church today, well, the councils made them up along the way. They're not really from Jesus. You can't separate. It's right here in the Gospels, right here in the Acts of the Apostles, in the Scriptures. As early as 40-something AD, the church was making her decisions and discerning the ways of the Spirit of Christ through councils, through the authority given to those councils. So we do pray for the church as she continues to make her decisions over what is the authentic teaching of Jesus Christ, the way to follow him. When he says, if you love me, keep my commandments, she continues to share with us which ones, how we are to live. And the reading today for the priest, the office of readings, was about the Eucharist in particular. And I just want to share a couple of excerpts from St. Gaudentius, who was a bishop, and this is what the church taught as early as 350 AD. In other words, not a lot of time for things to get confused. This was the authentic way of the church. He says, in every church, the mystery of bread and wine, being sacrificed, he restores us. Being believed, he gives us life. Being consecrated, he sanctifies those who consecrate. This is the Lamb's flesh. This is his blood, the bread and wine. For the bread who came down from heaven declared, Jesus declared, the bread which I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. It is right that the appearance of wine should be the sign of his blood. He himself said, I am the true grapevine. The wine offered as a sign of his passion is his blood. That was louder. For this reason, the blessed Jacob, the prophet, the Old Testament patriarch, prophesied, he will wash his garments in wine and his vesture in the blood of grapes. Old Testament phrase, probably didn't make a lot of sense until Jesus came and gave us the Eucharist. He was the creator and Lord of all natures. He makes the earth yield bread, and then he makes from bread his own flesh. He promised this in his power to do it. He made wine from water at the wedding at Cana, and from wine he made his own blood. Christ passes into these things and has made it his own body and blood. What you receive is the body of that heavenly bread, Jesus, the blood of that sacred vine, Jesus. We simply ask the Holy Spirit to help us to rediscover the depths of our Catholic faith, our Christian faith, the beauty of the gifts of God that are taught for us from 2,000 years. May we continue to teach them, preserve them, receive them, and pass them on to those around us. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.